Today is Friday, June 23rd, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, the author, blogger, and CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, the foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. Now, since I have not been anywhere in a while, I'm going to tell you about what is on my mind because this is really affecting me, badly affecting me, like really not in a good way at all. I am titling today's podcast, Trying to Stay Afloat, because quite literally, that is what I have been trying to do for, I don't know how long, the last couple of weeks, I think, at this point, and yeah, this is probably going to be a personal podcast, although I feel like many people probably know what I'm going through, even though I haven't told you yet, but and I know I'm not the only one, but I'm still doing a podcast about it because I need to get this off my mind. It's not going to get off my mind, but I just, So here's the deal. So yeah. And like I said, I know a lot of people go through this, so it's not easy for anyone, near as I could tell. But I have difficulty with my father. I'm worried about him, and I'm stressing about him because he's old. Okay, it's a given. He's old, and, you know, I'm doing my absolute best with my husband to take care of him, but my dad lives in Brooklyn, and we live in upstate, and to take care of him is not the easiest thing in the world. And sadly, my dad is forgetting a lot of things. He is losing his memory, and that just makes things difficult to take care of him. And, like, we go to see him as often as we possibly can. We take care of him as best as we can. We actually brought him up here for Father's Day. That was quite the adventure last weekend. Literally, my husband and I drove down to Manhattan. We stayed overnight. Then the next morning, we went and picked up my dad from his apartment in Brooklyn. And we got a bag all together for him. We brought him back up. And he had a good time, as far as I could tell. But he was very, very confused. He went to church with us. He loved the church. He kept telling us he loved it. And who's that guy? Who's that guy? I really like him. Blah, blah, blah. All the same stuff. And then we had family over at our place to celebrate Father's Day. And it was really, really nice. But every time my dad got up, every time somebody got all their stuff together to leave to go home, I was watching my dad. And he's getting his bag together, and he's zipping up his sweater. And I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "It's time to leave." I said, "No, you stay here with me. They're going home." That got him very confused. This happened every single time somebody left to go home. And I found it heartbreaking, and I found it frustrating. And then, you know, he was convinced that he was in his apartment, even though he was in a room in our house where he stays, where he sleeps. And he wanders and trying to explain to him that he's in my house and that the downstairs is the living room, not where the manager of the apartment building is. Yeah, it was just draining. It's very, very draining to take care of an elderly person. It's draining to take care of my dad and trying to explain to him that, no, you're not at home right now. And then when he is at home, explaining to him, yes, you are in the right spot because you're using your phone. It hurts. I know other people have gone through this. I'd like to know how you go through this because I find it so emotionally draining and hurts so badly emotionally. It gets to the point where I will actually hurt physically. Like, I don't want to put my dad in a home. That hurts to the idea of having to put him in a home. He's not hurting anybody, in case you're wondering. He's not hurting anyone. Like, he stays to himself. He might ask somebody if he's in the right apartment building, which, you know, people are going to look at him like he's nuts, but he's not nuts. He's just forgetting. And I have to reassure him all the time. And my husband has to reassure him all the time. You are home. And I don't know what to do. It's frustrating. It hurts so much that I cry constantly at this point. I don't want to put my dad in a old people home. And I know they're going to take good care of him. Well, some of them do anyway. And then I can't help thinking to myself that I don't want all of my dad's money to go to a nursing home. It hurts me to see that happen. And I don't know how much longer my dad has. And these nursing homes, they cost so much money. And I know he's going to get the 24/7 care that he needs. I get that. But just the idea of him needing that, it hurts so bad. Like, it just hurts me so, so bad emotionally that it just makes me want to cry. And I cried last night. And I cried the other week. And I just want to know that I'm not the only person that deals with this. And I also don't want to talk to people about this because I don't see the point. Like, I know I'm doing a podcast about it because someone is going to listen to this podcast and I don't actually have to talk to you face to face. So that works for me, that you're listening to this. And maybe if you're listening to this, you have a clue and you know and you've been through it and you could share some insight for me. But like I said, I'm trying to stay afloat with this. I really feel like I'm drowning. And it's not fun. It's not fun for me. It's not fun for my husband. It's not fun for my dad. It's not fair to my dad. It's not fair to anybody. But what do you do? Like, I feel like a horrible, horrible daughter for putting my dad in a nursing home if it comes to that. And I know there are people that are going to say, no, that's not a horrible thing to do. It's the best thing for him. And you might say that, but I don't think so. To me, that's just absolutely heartbreaking. And I'm just, I'm so frustrated. So, so frustrated. And I really wish my husband and I had more help. I do wish that my sibling would be more helpful. Notice I said sibling. I did that on purpose. I wish that person that would be more helpful. But, as my husband also says to me, it is what it is. And I don't like what it is because none of this is nice. None of this is fun. It's all heartbreaking. And I gotta tell you, before COVID, my dad was doing really well. I mean, he couldn't really drive that much on his own. And when he would come up to see us, we'd get him to go on the train and come visit us. But he knew what was going on. He knew. He just wasn't able to do that drive by himself anymore, which is totally understandable. But 2 years of him being by himself during COVID with absolutely no one to talk to, no face-to-face contact, I am telling you that hit my dad hard. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to, but I do know that other seniors have gone through this as well. There are other old men and women out there who have gone through the same thing. They were stuck all by themselves because of COVID, because the governor wouldn't let people visit each other. And like, a phone call only goes so far. It does. You need face-to-face contact. And for 2 years, my dad did not get that. He didn't. And I really, really believe that doomed my father, that made his memory go. I believe that in all honesty. And I know my husband agrees with me. And I know there's a bunch of other people out there that would agree with me. You don't have to. That's okay. But I do believe that. And I'm frustrated. And I don't want to lose my dad. I don't want him to forget me. I mean, he already thinks I'm my aunt sometimes and other people sometimes, which is like, But I just want to try my best to take care of my dad. I love my dad. And I don't know what to do. I want him to be able to stay in his apartment for as long as possible. I don't want him to go into a nursing home. And when that day, if that day comes, I guarantee you, I will be crying and crying to the point where I get a headache. I will be very, very upset. And I just won't be a nice person to be around that day. So it's a struggle. And at this point, I really am just trying to stay afloat. This is just so frustrating. So, could you do me a favor? And I know nobody ever replies to my podcast. I don't know why, but I guess that's fine. But if you are listening to this podcast and you know what I'm going through, can you share with me what you did with your mom or with your dad and tell me what you did and how you dealt with it? Because I would really like some advice. And I know my husband wants to just do what's best for my dad as well. But he's coming from a completely different perspective. Like, he's a, you know, whatever we need to do kind of guy. And I'm a, I don't really want to do that kind of a person. So please help. If you're listening to this podcast, like I said, and if you know what I'm going through, if you understand the emotional pains that I'm going through, if you understand all the decisions, and if you've had to do this, put your mom or your dad in a nursing home or in an old people home, whatever you want to call it, because they just couldn't take care of themselves anymore. How did you do it? Like, was there any emotions attached to you for this? Did you cry? Were you like, yeah, well, whatever, it's got to get done? I need to know, because I am so frustrated and I'm hurting so much. And like I said, I don't really want to talk to anybody about this face to face because I just don't see the point. But I am doing this podcast because this helps me a little bit to deal with it, just to get it out there. And hopefully someone's listening to this podcast and will understand what I'm going through. And I also want to say thank you so very much for listening to this podcast about trying to stay afloat and about my dad and about him losing his memory and all that. And I don't know what to do anymore. And I would just really like some help. So I just want to thank you for listening to me. Thank you for listening for me to get my feelings out and my thoughts out. I appreciate it. I needed to get this done. Thank you. I whoever is listening to this, all of it, I appreciate it. And now I get to tell you everything else. Aren't you the lucky duck? So, again, thank you so very much for listening to my podcast about trying to stay afloat. If you liked it, great. If you have any comments, that would be very helpful. If you would like to subscribe to my blog, please feel free. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, which, yeah, I'm on Twitter, you can follow me there at SRKBear. If you would like to follow my my business, Bears with Apps, you can. That's at Bears with Apps on Twitter. I have a YouTube channel, Kat and Smith. That's KatAndSmith. I have so many videos and so many shorts that you could take a look at. They're there for you to take a look at. I am on LinkedIn. Please feel free to connect with me there. However, if you do, please do not tell me that you are a person who likes to help people promote their podcasts. I don't want to pay you, okay? I don't have the money to pay you. I'm getting a little tired of people wanting to connect with me on LinkedIn and then send me a message to say, hey, I could help you promote your podcast. No, just if you want to follow me on LinkedIn, that's great, but none of that. My blog is kathleensmith.org. Lots and lots and lots of blogs for you to read. And like I said, this podcast is Kathleen's Corner. I've got books for you to read. I've got three, but the two that are really important are Miscarriage is My Story and Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate. Yes, you can find out how I got through my three miscarriages. You can find out what it was like for me growing up in Brooklyn and all that. My books are on audio, paperback, Kindle and the Kindle Unlimited. So, hey, you can read as many or as little pages as you want with that. Our apps. Hey, our apps. We have writing apps. We have math apps. We've got a couple of cash registers. And we have a 9 quiz. And we have Spelling with Bear. Okay. That used to be called Just Spell. We changed it. Well, we changed the name. It's still a fun way to practice your spelling. It is now called Spelling with Bear. So if your children need help practicing their spelling, that is the app for you. All of our apps are a one-time purchase. One-time purchase. And if it's not what you thought it was going to be, you can return it. So there is a money-back guarantee on all of our apps. And I know school is just about done, but hey, you can still have your kids practice, okay? Practice their writing, practice their math, practice their adding, the subtraction, the multiplication. I mean, why not? They could do it on the phone. They could do it on the iPad. You know, they could do it in the car, wherever you're going, someplace, on the couch, whatever. The apps are there. And I hope they enjoy it. And if you've got a toddler and your toddler wants to, you know, learn how many bananas or how many apples or something like that, the toddler cash register is very good for that. And they get to play with money. That's the fun part, I think. But hey, they're all on the Apple App Store. All of my apps are Bears with Apps by Kathleen Smith. Okay, they're out there. Please have fun. And we also have a website, bearswithapps.com. So that's everything. And I hope you enjoy our apps as well. If you would like to see any improvements, please let me know. We'll do our best. And like I said, all of our apps are a money back guarantee. I mean, I prefer you to keep them, but hey. So again, I want to thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Trying to Stay Afloat. And if you have any ideas, any comments, any suggestions, please feel free to message me, whether it's on my podcast, if it's on Twitter, or even on LinkedIn. Please feel free. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And until the next time, thank you for listening to Kathleen's Corner. And I'll be back whenever I'm back. Bye-bye.